Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into our Round 15 team list. If you haven't listened already this morning, we had a podcast drop on the players poll. Then at 5:30 today, we're going to have our Round 14 preview, looking at everything that was Round 14. To kick off, though, Thursday night, 7:50, we've got the Brisbane Broncos taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. For the Brisbane Broncos, Teshi New at fullback, Xavier Coates on one wing, Cobbo on the other wing, Farnworth and Jesse Arthurs make up the centres. Special K, Carl Michael Hunt at 6 with Tyson Gamble wearing the 7. Matty Lodge up front with Payne Haas. Jake Turpin wears the 9. In the back row, Alex Glenn, Tevita Pangai Jr. and Tom Flegler. On the bench, sent off last week, Kobe Hetherington, Johnny Asiata, Keenan Paliasia and TC Robati. Still got Jordan Rickey and Reece Kennedy on the extended bench here. Wouldn't be shocked to see Reece Kennedy come into that side. So it's the only real change I can see coming there. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Latrell Mitchell at fullback, AJ on one wing, Tane Milne holds his spot on the other. Dane Gagai returns to the South Sydney Rabbitohs, partnered by Campbell Graham in the centres. Cody Walker in the 6. Ren Diggity, Adam Reynolds in the 7. Mark Nichols and Tevita Totola up front. Damien Cook in the 9. Kulam and Tungi on one edge. Jai Arrow over on the other edge, with Cam Murray returning in the lock forward role. On the bench, Braden Burns obviously started last week. He's returned to the 14 jersey. Harm Sele, Thomas Burgess and Jacob Host. Once again, Jaden Sewer out of this starting 13. Extended bench, Blake Taff. He's a guy I wouldn't be surprised to see come in. I wouldn't be surprised to see him make his debut in replace of Braden Burns on the bench. You've still got Liam Knight and Josh Mansell not making this side too. So a really handy extended bench there for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The second game, we've got the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Cronulla Sharks. For the Cowboys, Val Holmes at fullback. On the wings, Kyle Felt and Murray Tuilagi, been in fantastic form. Jarvid Bowen and the Hammer make up the centres. Scotty Drinkwater at 6. Tommy Dearden in his second game for the club at 7. Up front, Cohen Hess starts in the front row with Jordan McLean, Reece Robson in the 9. Shane Wright in the second row, and Mitch Dunn comes in for his first game in a few weeks. Jason Taumalolo wearing jersey 13. On the bench, Jake Granville, Tom Gilbert. He goes back to the bench with Cohen Hess starting. Lachlan Burr and Francis Molo. On the extended bench, Peter Holler, Arcee, Kane Bradley and Corey Jensen. I'm not expecting too many changes there. For the Sharkies, only real change here is Wade Graham out. So you've got Kennedy at fullback, Connor Tracy on one wing, Mulatalo on the other wing, Will Chambers and Jesse Ramian in the semis, Matty Moylan at 6, Sean Johnson in the 7. Up front, Aiden Tolman and Aaron Woods. Blake Brayley wears the 9. Britt Nakora on the right edge. On the left edge, our boy Sifa Talakai has got that spot there. Good to see. Toby Rudolph in jersey 13. On the bench, Braden Trindle, Tyg Wilton, Jack Williams and, of course, Andrew Fafita. Extended bench there, you've still got Chad and Braden Hamlin, Ueli, Sione Katoa there as well with Billy Magulia. So keep an eye on that one. It could be a couple of changes, but seeing as they came off a win last week against the Penrith Panthers, I'm not expecting too many there for the Cronulla Sharks. Now we've got the Penrith Panthers versus Sydney Roosters, Friday night game, late game. For the Panthers, Dylan Edwards at fullback, Charlie Staines on one wing, Brian To'o returns on the other wing, Stephen Crichton in the centres, partnered by Matty Burton. Jerome Luai at six and Nathan Cleary, the origin halves, are back. Moses Leota up front with James Fisher-Harris, Api Kurosawa in the nine, Liam Martin and Kurt Capewell in the back row with Isaiah Yeo, another few guys returning from origin, Isaiah Yeo in the 13. On the bench, Mitch Kenny, Scotty Sorensen, Matty Eisenhuth and Isaac Tago still holding onto his spot. Good to see for him. On the extended, you got Spencer Lenu, Jermaine Hoop, good, Tyro May and Brett Nain. So, geez, there are some couple of handy players there. For the Sydney Roosters, no major changes here. Ben Marski, he's obviously been suspended. You got Teddy returning at fullback, big in there. Daniel Tupou on one wing, Ikevalu on the other. Joshy Morris in the centres with Joey Manu. Lachie Lamb at six, Sammy Walker at seven. Waria Hargrave's a man of the moment. He's been killing it the last few weeks up front for the Roosters. Partnered by Takiaho returning this week. Adam Kieran starts at the nine where he should be. Angus Crichton in the 11, Satili Tupanua in the 12. Satili Tupanua all of a sudden looking like a great guy to have in your draft team with Boyd Corden now retiring, a huge win for him. Isaac Liu in the 13. On the bench, Sammy Verrills, Egan Butcher, Daniel Saluka-Fifita and Fletcher Baker. Interesting on the extended bench here, you got Ben Thomas, he's a guy that could come in. Billy Smith, been named for the first time in a while, a really, really top shelf centre. I think he's going to have a big career, Billy Smith. He's been derailed by injuries in the early parts of his career, but he's got a lot to offer, so keep an eye on this kid. And unfortunately for him, he might even knock Joseph Suaalii down the pecking order a little bit because he's been there for so long. But Suaalii, he has been so good the last few weeks. Hard to see them keeping him out. I'm expecting the Roosters to go 1-17, probably just pending Takiaho, to be honest with you. Saturday afternoon footy, we've got the Newcastle Knights taking on the New Zealand Warriors at 3 p.m. This Newcastle side, couple of big ins, headlined by their one, Kalen Ponga. On the wings, Damien Young and Hymel Hunt returns as well. In the centres, Kurt Mann and Tuala. Jake Clifford in the six to partner the skipper, Mitch Pearce. Well, the former skipper, sorry, Mitch Pearce in the his first game for the club in a long time. Mitch Pearce, very excited to see him back for the Newcastle Knights. Up front, the Saifidi brothers, Jaden Brayley in the nine, Lockie Fitzgibbon and Brody Jones on the edges with Mitch Barnett in jersey 13, Connor Watson 14, Clemmer on the bench 15, Suaso Su 16 and Jack John 17. Extended bench there, no real changes I'm expecting unless Kalen Ponga's ruled out once again. I think they'll be 1-17 outside of that. For the New Zealand Warriors, Reece Walsh returns at fullback. Two champion Queensland fullbacks returning for these two teams. On one wing, Montoya, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. In the centres, Rocco Berry and Ewan Aitken. Nick Arima at the six. Sean O'Sullivan comes in for Chanel Harris-Tavita in the seven. Adam Fanua-Blake starts this game. Good to see Jazz Tavega at nine, replacing Wade Egan. Ben Murdoch-Masilla up front with Adam Fanua-Blake. Jeez, formidable front row, far out. Bailey Sirenen and Tohu Harris in the second row with Josh Curran looking the scrum at 13. On the bench, Eli Katoa, Leeson Armour, now Bunty Afoa and Kane Evans. On your extended bench, still got Jack Murchie, got Adam Pompey, and you've also got Taniela Otokolo. Now, I haven't seen him play footy, but it says on the NRL site that he is a hooker, so he's a guy that could come on to the bench here because you've obviously got Jazz Tavega playing hooker. I don't think he'll go the full 80. You could play Bailey Siren in there a little bit as well, but I wouldn't be surprised to see this kid come onto the bench, so keep an eye on him. Obviously, with Dallin Mateni's Lesdiak not being named there, we're going to get to the Canterbury side very soon, but that move will not happen this week. Saturday, 5:30, St. George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Canberra Raiders. For the Dragons, Matt Dufty at fullback, Cody Ramsey and Ravalawa on the wings, Braden Viliami and Gerard Beale in the centres, Normie at six, Ben Hunt at seven. Up front, Blake Laurie and Paul Vaughan, two guys that were outstanding last week. Andrew McCulloch at nine, a big game for him last week and a loss too. Tariq Sims and Jack Bird in the centres. Jack Bird, I think he's going to be staying in the back row from now on, which I think is good to see. Jackson Ford still locks the scrum. On the bench, Amoni, Josh Kerr, Alvaro and JDB in jersey 17. Keep an eye on the extended bench here. You got Zach Lomax in jersey 21. I think if he is fit, he will walk into this side. So keep an eye on Lomax. For the Canberra Raiders, Bailey Simonson holds his spot at fullback. Valemi on one wing with Jordan Rapana on the other. Sebastian Chris and Matty Tomoko in the centres. Two young true talents there. Jack White in the six, Sammy Williams in the seven. Up front, Josh Papali, Dunamis Louie, Josh Hodgson in the nine. On the edges, Cordy Hadawira Naira, Elliot Whitehead, and Ryan Sutton locks the scrum there. Tom Starling wears jersey 14. Emre Gula, Sia Soliola, and Joey Tapanay make up the Canberra Raiders bench. Interesting to keep an eye. Obviously, Hudson Young's on this extended bench. Seems to be well and truly out of favour. Ryan James there as well. But the one that interests me, Xavier Savage, jersey 18. People have had big raps on him for a while. So keep an eye on that kid. Might see him make a debut this weekend, potentially. The late game, Saturday night, sees the Melbourne Storm taking on the West Tigers. For the Melbourne Storm, Nicho Hynes at fullback. Josh Adokar and George Jennings make up the wings. Remus Smith and Justin Olam in the centres. The Mad Dog at 6, Jerome Hughes at 7, Nelson Asofa Solomona up front with Christian Welsh returning. Good to see him returning after that head knock in Origin. Brandon Smith wears the 9. Felice Kafuthi and Tommy Eisenhuth make up the edges. No Kenny Bromwich there. Dale Finucane in jersey 13. On the bench, Harry Grant, Tui Kamakamika, Chris Lewis and Aaron Penne. On the extended bench, you've got Cooper Johns, you've got Dean Irema. Yes, I know Kenny Bromwich this week. I don't think you'll see any changes for this Melbourne Storm side. For the West Tigers, at fullback, Dane Laurie on the wings, David Nofaluma and Kenny Mamalo in his first game. Obviously, Ken, he's been playing left wing for a long time for the New Zealand Warriors. I believe David Nofaluma, he's switched to the left side in the last few weeks. So, interesting to see how that one plays out. I wouldn't be surprised to see Nof go back to the right-hand side. You got Tommy Talau and James Roberts in the centres. Moses Mbai at 6, Luke Brooks at 7, having a fantastic year. Jimmy Tamo up front with Alex Twol, Jacob Little in the 9. On the edge, we got Luke Garner and Luciano Leilua with Joe Offahengawi in jersey 13. On the bench, Big Stefano, Sean Blore, Tom Amoni, and Alex Seafarth. You got Jake Simkin in jersey 21. I don't think they'll change what Jacob Little's been doing. I think he's been unreal. But keep an eye on that. There could be a change there. Sunday afternoon footy. We kick off at 2 p.m. with the Parramatta Eels taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs. For the Eels, Clint Gutherson at fullback. Sean Russell comes in on the wing. Bad day to be Blake Ferguson. Obviously, Mike Asivo, he is out of this game. They've brought in Sean Russell. I don't really know much about Sean, so good luck to him. With Hayes Dunster on the other wing. Tommy Opacic and Wonga Blake in the centres. Dill Brown at 6. Mitch Moses at 7. Up front, Junior Paulo and Regan Campbell-Gillard. Joey Lussick still wears jersey 9. Isaiah Papali'i in 11. Ryan Madison, 12. Nathan Brown locks the scrum. Where it gets interesting now, you got Marata Neokore, jersey 4. 14, Sean Lane 15, Keegan Hipgrave 16, 17, we've got a change here, Nathaniel Roach. Now Nathaniel Roach has been a guy that I've had huge raps on for a long time now. He's at the New Zealand Warriors for a long time. He's moved over to the Parramatta Eels. His career has just been derailed by injury after injury after injury. So interesting to see him name there. That would mean that Joey Lussick would probably not do 80 minutes, which is a big win for your Nathan Browns, your Ryan Madison, your Isaiah Papali'i, these sort of guys. Because also Bryce Cartwright isn't in this team anymore. He's jersey 20. Blake Ferguson is also jersey 19. So you could see a late change there. Keep an eye on that. For the Canterbury Bulldogs, I believe they are unchanged from last week, meaning at fullback, Kotrick on one wing, Katoa on the other, Will Hopewade and Aaron Scoop in the centres, Wakeham and Averillo are your halves, Jack Hetherington and Luke Thompson up front, Jeremy Marshall-King at 9, Adam Elliott and Matt Dory on the edges with Joshy Jackson, the skipper, in 13, Sione Katoa, Dylan Napa, and Sam Anafanai and Corey Waddell on the bench. You've still got Kyle Flanagan, jersey 19, Joe Stimson, jersey 20. Probably the biggest one to take note of here is Dallin Watene-Zelezniak in jersey 21, still named for Canterbury. Interesting with all these rumours with him leaving. You would think if he was leaving, they probably wouldn't name him this week. Apparently, it was a foot injury last week, so keep an eye on that one for Dallin. He's obviously been there for a while. Might be a farewell game for him. Sunday, 4 o'clock, we've got the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Manly Seagulls. For the Titans, Jaden Campbell still at fullback, but we have AJ Brimson, who's been named in jersey 21 in the extended bench, so already a change you need to watch there. Greg Marshu holds on to his spot for now. Philip Sami on the other wing. Brian Kelly and Paddy Herbert in the centres. Ash Taylor, 6. Jamal Fogarty, the skipper, at 7. Jared Wallace up front with Mo Fodder-Waker. Aaron Clark wears the 9. Sam Stone and David Fifita in the back row with Big Tino in 13. Tyrone Peachy in 14. Jermaine Joliffe, Sam McIntyre, and Jai Whitbread make up their bench. The extended bench, you've still got Mitch Rain. You've got Anthony Don and AJ Brimson. So keep an eye on Mitch Rain to come into this side. Keep an eye on Anthony Don to potentially replace Greg Marshu. I wouldn't be placing him, though. I think he's been unreal the last few weeks. But Don, we know how consistent he is and how reliable he's been for a number of years. AJ Brimson, if he's fit, he will obviously come straight into this side. For the Seagulls, Tommy Trbojevic at fullback returns. Jason Saab on one wing. Ruben Garrick on the other, Brad Parker and Morgan Harper in the centres, Kieran Foran at 6, DCE in 7, Paseka up front with Marty Tapau, big game from him last week, Lachlan Croker wears jersey 9, Alaka 2 in 11, Carl Lawton holds onto his spot on the edge in 12, Jake Trbojevic at 13, on the bench, Dill Walker, Ben Trbojevic, Sean Kepi returns, good to see him back in first grade again, obviously suspended the last few weeks. and Tofoa Sipley, also named after a HIA last week, I believe. On their extended bench, still got Moses Sully. You've also got Tevita Funa. So potentially some changes here, but not too many, I'm expecting. That's all of your team list heading into round 15. Going to be a cracking round of footy. Stay tuned at 5:30. We've got our full round 14 review. And then over the next few days, plenty more content coming on the Rugby League Guru podcast. Fingers crossed, my voice hangs in here for you guys. Cheers, legends.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.